Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high of 88. Winds south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 70-year-old James Ponto of Randolph was arrested Thursday. Ponto was taken into custody on an active Montgomery County warrant on a Class D felony charge of forgery. Ponto was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $5,000 cash bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office assisted in his arrest. The Glenwood Police Department reports two arrests. On Wednesday, 38-year-old Jeremiah King of Glenwood was arrested on a Mills County warrant for harassment in the first degree. He was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, with total cash or surety bond set at $3,300. And on Tuesday, 41-year-old Michael Rupi of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,000. A three-vehicle crash in northwest Iowa's Cherokee County Thursday morning resulted in a death and two people injured. The State Patrol reports a Cherokee County Secondary Roads Department grader was traveling westbound on County Road C-63 at around 10:18 a.m. and dressing the road shoulder gravel when a 2018 GMC SUV driven by 76-year-old Denise Betts of Alta rear-ended the grader. A 2013 Kawasaki motorcycle operated by 74-year-old Everett Paper of Aurelia rear-ended the SUV. A passenger in the SUV, 97-year-old Naomi Benna of Storm Lake, died from her injuries at the Cherokee Regional Medical Center. Betts and Paper were injured in the crash and were transported to the same hospital. The patrol says Paper was wearing a helmet and Benna and Betts were wearing their seatbelts. The driver of the grader, 46-year-old Kelly Ebel of Cherokee, was not injured. The accident remains under investigation. Elsewhere in state news, the Iowa Department of Human Services says a baby boy has been turned over to the state under the Safe Haven Law. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
CHS reports the baby was born April 23rd and is the 48th child turned over under the law. A child who is 30 days old or younger can be turned over to a hospital or health care facility without fear of prosecution for abandonment. The Safe Haven Law was approved in the wake of a high-profile case in 2001 involving a teen mother in eastern Iowa who killed her newborn after delivering it at home. Safe Haven babies are placed with foster or adoptive parents. I'm Dar Danielson.
And Iowa's governor is asking for a congressional investigation after unaccompanied migrant children were flown into Iowa without her office being notified. Radio Iowa's O.K. Anderson has more.
Governor Kim Reynolds and Tennessee's governor are asking the Senate Judiciary Committee to hold a public hearing about the movement of migrant children into states. Reynolds says a plane carrying unaccompanied minor children landed overnight at the Des Moines airport in late April, but her office was not notified, and it was 20 days before federal officials confirmed 19 children from Long Beach, California, were flown to Des Moines and then transported on buses to unite with relatives or local sponsors. A similar scenario unfolded in Knoxville, Tennessee last month. Reynolds and Tennessee's governor say their experience sows seeds of mistrust and intentionally subverts the will of the people for a secure border. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Ross Wilburn says Governor Reynolds is using a fake crisis to divide and distract Iowans from her own record. The new U.S. Drought Monitor map shows 90% of Iowa is experiencing some type of dryness or drought. The Iowa DNR's Tim Hall says only one section of the state has not had water worries.
Southeastern Iowa, way down in the corner, they're not showing any dryness or drought, but virtually the rest of the state is. And the area of concern in northwest Iowa has grown a little bit. So certainly conditions are not trending in the direction we'd like to see them.
The map shows 32% of the state rated as abnormally dry, 47% rated as in a moderate drought, and 10% rated in severe drought. Hall says stream flow conditions across approximately half the state are now classified as below normal. He said the dry conditions in the north are now impacting things downstream.
And as that lack of runoff works its way down through the system, we're seeing that reflected in the watersheds that run through central Iowa. So even though we may not be as dry here as some parts of the state, the parts that feed those river systems have been exceptionally dry, so we're starting to see very low stream levels in parts of the state.
Hall says the dry weather is worse this year because there wasn't much moisture in reserve.
Last year, we entered the growing season with a significant supply of groundwater and soil moisture left over from 2018 and 19, which were really wet years. This year, 2021, we came into the year with almost no excess soil moisture and groundwater. So it's as if we started with an empty tank.
Hall says the weather data for June, July, and August show there is a chance to turn things around.
Over that three-month period, we statewide, we averaged right at about an inch per week of rainfall. And that's a pretty hefty chunk of moisture. If we were able to get normal rainfall for the next 3 months, I think we'd be in pretty good shape. The challenge is every week that goes by without rain puts us 1 inch farther behind.
And he says you always have to wait and see with the weather.
We're not panicking yet, but we'd really like to see some rain here in the month of June to start to replenish some of the soil moisture and start to get us back on track.
Some cities are asking residents to be smart about their water use as dry conditions continue. Hall says those measures may be ramped up more if the lack of rainfall continues. That's a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Henson reporting. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.